3 days from now, the inclusive government turns three years. I think as it turns three, there are so many outstanding matters that have been spelled out in the context of the global political agreement that have remained outstanding even up to today. So for me, the issues that have been tabled, the issues that have been discussed without clear timelines as to when they are supposed to be met, they remain a farce for me. If Commissioner Augustine Chiure has been confirmed only as far as he can be the acting police commissioner, he can act for as long as he wishes. He can act until the next election. So for as long as there's no time frame up to when he's going to be acting, it's a non-issue. Repeal of Section 121 of the Criminal Law and Codification Act, I think if there is no time frame as to when that is going to be repealed, it might as well be repealed after the next election. Speeding of the constitutional reform process that has been talked about previously. So for me, the issue that remains quite critical is tying this up with clear milestones, is tying this up with clear benchmarks, is linking this up with achieving what the global political agreement set to achieve before any new election is held in Zimbabwe.